I love these guys.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Secondhand Lions podcast, where my friend John Drennan and I'm Bill Radford, are longtime Lion fans, and we are here to take the journey to the Super Bowl, hopefully this year, but maybe next year. And we're going to talk today about the Chiefs game, which was unfortunate, and look forward to the Tampa game, which is upcoming. And I'll just open up. John was saying it wasn't our best effort all the way around. From the coaching to the playing, didn't get much help, if any, from the officiating. And I'll just talk about the coaching first. It was really unfortunate that the coaches did not know the rule on that goal line play where Goff scored a touchdown on the pass from Montgomery. He started under center and did not reset. Whereas if he would have started in shotgun, he wouldn't have had to reset. We found out after the game that they had practiced it that way all week long. So they practiced it wrong. They did it wrong in the game. They got called for a penalty. Although it looked like the officials didn't really know the rule until Andy Reid pointed it out to them, which that's a whole nother conversation. But it's up to our coaches to know what the rules are and to practice it the right way. And then after they didn't succeed, or they did succeed and got called for a penalty, then it looked like the coach was going to go for it anyway. Maybe he was just going to try to draw them off sides. But sometimes I think I love Dan Campbell. Don't get me wrong. He's done so well for the Lions, and I think he's a great coach. But sometimes his stubbornness gets the better of him, like it did in the Dallas game a couple of years ago when Skipper scored a touchdown and it was taken back. And then we went ahead and went for it anyway on 4th and 6. So I just thought the idea to go for it again on 4th and 6 or 7, whatever it was ill-advised. It turns out they didn't do it. They took a delay of game and kicked a field goal. But the other thing is, why were they even running that trick play on the goal line? When you got Gibbs, you got Montgomery, your offensive line has had them knocked back for 10 minutes almost, and you just needed a yard or two to get in the end zone. So that was frustrating. Also, at the end of the half, when the score was 10-6, we had the ball at midfield, and we went for it. And I've argued that I don't know that that was the right thing to do. You've said St. Brown catches that 99 times out of 100, and you're right. But I don't know. I think the advantage of going for it, you get a first down there, there's still no guarantee you're going to score. Whereas if you punt the ball, you're going to back them up inside the 10, maybe even inside the 5. They haven't done anything really offensively the whole half except for the first drive where they scored a touchdown. But now it's 2 minutes to go and they haven't done a thing. And so you pin them deep, and I think you at least go into the half with a lead. Instead, we gave them the ball at midfield, and we know what happened. They got a touchdown, and I don't think we were ever ahead the rest of the game.
Well, Bill, a lot of great comments there. And going back to the touchdown that did happen but then didn't happen, I agree. At that point in the game, why not just pound the ball in and instead of the little bit of trickery? And I also, it's really hard to know, just trying to, as fans, kind of research what happened. But I think you're right that they practiced the play wrong all week. I do think that, because I thought, Goff is not somebody that's going to go screw it up. He did what he thought he was supposed to do, but he had said he thought he didn't really establish himself as the QB if he didn't put his hands under center. He kind of went up to the center and I think tapped him, but never did put his hands under center. But again, I think that was a subtlety of the play or of the rule. That one place I read or saw, they had changed that or updated that. Either way, the Lions weren't clear on it. And I don't know if it was Andy Reid that called it or somebody up in the booth that said, guys, that was not a legal play, but whatever. It didn't cost him the game, but it didn't help. It was a
But
4 point
if it was
swing.
from the booth, it shouldn't have been because that's not a reviewable play.
Well, reviewable means you go to the video and review it. So that's even different. So again, there's a lot of gray area, cloudy area. So I do want to, I will push back forever. And by the way, Bill and I agree on a lot, but we disagree on a lot. I think absolutely that fourth down, there was about 2:30 in the game. They were inside the, in Kansas City territory and went for it on fourth and two on a play that Goff and Brown have done countless times. Goff made a great throw. Brown, I do believe, would catch that. Probably 99 out of 100, certainly 49 out of 50. Now, if he catches it, which everybody on the planet would think he would have caught that pass, they now have first down. They're at least going to burn off down below the 2 minute warning. Good chance they're going to get at least 3 points and give the ball back to Mahomes, either with no time or limited time backed up. I think Mahomes getting the ball back with two, it was 2:40 when the drop happened. So had they given the ball back even inside their 5 or 10 with 2:30 plus to go and three timeouts, I just think Mahomes going to get them at least a field goal. So I 100% agree with the call. Too bad about the execution. But Bill, that was a major turning point because they did, A, we didn't get points. And Mahomes did drive him to a TD. And that was a big turning point, no question. And we'll never know what would have happened had they punted.
No, that's
But
true.
some general comments, Bill. I said this to you after the game. I dislike the Chiefs more than the Cowboys. And those of you that don't know us, Bill and I haven't liked the Cowboys for forever.
50 years.
Yeah, and part of it was again the whole theme of the Lions got screwed, or it happened again. Several of those games were against the Cowboys, and even a couple of years ago, we had it in the Dan Campbell era, the Cowboys. And here's a big reason I d dislike the Chiefs so much. A lot of people say the NFL favors them and the refs favor them, and that may or may not be true, but I don't like them because Mahomes is so annoying because of how good he is. Now, I know he's annoying for other reasons. I mean, we saw evidence in that game of him taunting after a TD and different things, but he's so freaking good, it's frustrating. And so I want to make this point to anyone who's listening that's all ticked off about the game, and the season's not over by a long shot. The sky is not falling. The Detroit Lions are a Super Bowl contender. Kansas City was very, very good in spite of the questionable things, and they were at home. I was well aware of the crowd noise in the first drive, which obviously, the Lions did a great job, but it was loud in there. And Kansas City was desperate. My daughter texted me during the game and said, Kansas City's playing like their lives depended on it, because I think their playoff lives kind of were depending on this game. So, very tough environment. And the Lions, Bill, played a mediocre game. And they had a safety who was so beat up, he probably shouldn't have been in the game. Kirby Joseph. Worst PFF score of the night. And anyhow, those are just some conversations. So, want to get into the game in a little more detail?
Yeah, I always hate when people blame the officials for a loss, and I'm not saying the Lions would have won, but it's just striking to me that Kansas City had zero penalties called on. Zero.
Now,
That
for
means
the
they didn't.
record, they had one called, but it was declined. And the Lions
Well,
had six called, and two were declined. So,
They had zero accepted penalties then.
correct.
and 13 were called the week before on them. It's just hard for me to believe that as well as our defensive line has been playing, that they didn't hold one time. Not once. That's beyond, and it's not like Mahomes is getting rid of the ball fast either. He sits back there and moves, and he's great at that, but there had to be holding at some point. One play when they were down near the goal line and they ended up getting a touchdown on this drive, Kelce obviously held. He pulled the jersey. I forget which lineman it was, but it might have been Hutch. He pulled his jersey. It was obvious, and it wasn't called. Juju Smith-Schuster blocked Branch in the back, blindsided him. That wasn't called. Chris Jones was offside on the goal line play where Goff scored the touchdown that was called back. And that wasn't called. If they call that, it's offsetting penalties, and it's still fourth and goal from about the 1.5 yard line. So there, it's people are incredulous. I was reading a lot online about the view of the Chiefs nationwide. People are incredulous about the favorable calls that Kansas City gets, and it's been documented that they get more favorable calls, more favorable borderline calls than any team in the league. So if you want to be suspicious, people call Mahomes the face of the league, and he's earned that right with 3 Super Bowls. But, you know, you can't have it that one team gets favored over another, especially teams of equal talent, and I think Detroit's even better. It was just a shame that in my mind the game was marred by that. Now, I don't want to blame that officiating completely, but it didn't help, and I think the Lions would have had a better chance had they called the game more fairly. That being said, they didn't play well.
Yeah, and Bill, I want to stay on this for a minute. I've never been one of these conspiracy guys that, hey, the commissioner is saying the refs got to make sure a certain team wins and that kind of thing. I don't think that happens, but I do, without question, the points you're making, they're observable and I think true. So maybe on some level, officials, at some level, whether it's unconscious or not, favor a certain team, in this case, the Chiefs. And, you know, I played a lot of sports, and I did see, you know, anyone who's followed sports, stars and winning teams tend to get calls. That's true in basketball as well, which is where most of my experience has come. And that, I think, is just part of the challenge of climbing the hill from going from a bad team to a good team. You got to overcome a lot. But it seems to be exaggerated here. You know, you mentioned some obvious plays, but in the third quarter, Kelce had a 14-yard catch. He didn't catch it. When you see him fall to the ground, the ball comes loose enough that it would have been overturned. Now, should the booth had stopped play and said, check this, the officials, I can see where they missed it. And Kansas City got to the line, ran the next play, and Campbell wasn't able or didn't say, I want a replay on it.
Well, you Critical. See, to me, that's more bad. That's more, I don't want to say bad, but I did. That's more below average coaching. The Lions have been good at those, throwing those flags. That was a prime example of the booth needed to tell the coach on the sideline, hey, throw that flag. He didn't catch it.
No, I agree. And I mean, kudos. The Chiefs quickly got the next play, but they should have gotten that word. I mean, I could see it on the replay. So you'd think that the Lions booth or somebody would say, throw the flag. We got to get the replay on that. So, and then I don't know if you mentioned, we had talked about it, and I mentioned earlier, you could see Mahomes taunting after a touchdown. Now, we don't really see the direction of the taunt or if he said anything, but it looked pretty obvious that he was doing a taunting that as you said before we came on here, was more exaggerated than what Brian Branch did several games ago, where he got called for a taunting. And it seemed like, really? So,
Yeah.
and like you, I'm not going to sit here and blame the officials, but I do think that you go into Arrowhead at a disadvantage, and it was frustrating to see a team not have any penalties except the one that was declined, given, and the most obvious one we saw in the aftermath email or videos were that block against Branch. It clearly illegal and did lead to part of the reason Branch went off at the end, and we haven't even talked about that yet.
Yeah. Well, the other aggravating thing for me is when it appears, whether it's true or not, it appears that the Chiefs are calling penalties. They called the Reed put up a stink about the goal line play. The referees then huddled together. They weren't going to do that. They then huddled together and decided that it was a penalty. And then on pass interference penalty, it looked like there was no flag, and then Kelce started waving his arms, and then the flag came out. I hate late flags. I mean,
Yeah.
if it's pass interference, it should have been thrown before Kelce had a chance to respond. But he didn't throw it until Kelce pitched a fit.
And that play, Bill, watching that, the penalty seemed to occur before he made his break. It wasn't, I mean, you could see it and go, okay, yeah, he did, but it was that kind of stuff goes on all the time. It wasn't blatant. And again, that was the Lions being called. Well, did that same thing happen on the other side where Kansas City could have been called? And you're right, the flag came late, so that one was super questionable. And that was a big time that happened. Oh, there was a minute I had that written down. It was 3rd and 10 at the 30 of the Lions. But there were 60 seconds left in the game and 3rd and 10. So if that's not called, it's now 4th and 10. They kick a field goal, maybe make it, maybe they don't. So critical play there. Hey, Bill, I want to talk about the first quarter. I'd mentioned the crowd noise, but Jamo got off to a fast start. The first drive was just under 10 minutes. Many plays, passing and running, and the Lions had great protection in the first quarter, and they ran the ball down the Chiefs' throat. And I thought, wow, this is going to be some game here. And then KC made their touchdown. And again, it was a first drive touchdown. So 5 out of 6 teams have scored on their first drive, but they missed the field goal.
Right.
So anyhow, I thought at the end of the first quarter, Lions are in charge here. Second
Well,
quarter.
then next time they had the ball, they went down the field and scored again.
Right, second quarter, and that was Jamo's touchdown, which it was a nice slant and good pass, but the run after got him in the end zone. And second quarter is when Hutch, I don't know if you remember, Hutch had a near sack. He was on the ground with Mahomes' legs in his arms, but Mahomes was able to step out of that.
I want to say
And
something
Hutch.
about the Jamo touchdown. He caught it. You know he's a good receiver. You know he's really fast. But I was impressed that he took a couple of good hard hits and stayed on his feet. Got in the end zone anyway.
Yeah, he's got great balance and strength. So, second quarter, they had that touchdown. They go up 14-6,
Ten
and it was,
six.
I'm sorry.
Ten six.
Oh, 10-6. Thank you. And then to me, the critical play again, Lions are moving the ball again. And Brown drops the ball 4th and 2 with 2:40 left. And again, I think if he catches it, they at least get 3 more points and run all or most of the clock out. They probably go in at worst 13-6 at half. And instead, they don't get those points. KC gets a touchdown, and then they get the ball to start the second half. And it was that touchdown to end the half was the one where I believe where Kelsey had the pass interference call against him.
Yeah. So
But
we
I
didn't
thought
play
it,
well.
what's that?
But with even with all of that, the Lions did not play like they're capable of.
Exactly. And even about the end of the third quarter, in the third quarter, Kelsey had the phantom catch where, again, 14 yards, but he didn't catch it. They needed to review it. But the Lions had great drives. In the third quarter, I don't know if you remember a screen pass that Montgomery caught. He went 23 yards, just a great catch and run. After that, and I tracked this, I went back and rewatched it. After that screen of 23 yards, the Lions ran the ball 5 times in a row, 4 of those by Gibbs, for 54 yards. And then Laporta's TD catch, how'd you like that one in the end zone?
That was amazing.
That was a beautiful
That's
throw. Beautiful
the
throw.
catch of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So even at that point, so Lions are what? Are they up at that point?
No, it's 20-17.
Yeah. So I'm feeling good at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah,
But
you mentioned before we started the PFF grades and the and people that aren't usually on the PFF on the bottom were there. Linebackers, didn't play well. Kirby Joseph didn't play well, but he shouldn't even been on the field.
yeah,
There
he
was
had
some
the worst
controversy.
PFF.
There was some controversy about that because he went into the tent, he could barely walk.
Right.
And he came out. And he was running sprints on the sideline.
Yeah, you wonder what did they inject him with or what? And it was hot, and I wonder if part of it was cramping, but he.
Well, that's the best case scenario because if it was an injection, that's illegal. You can't do that in the tent.
Okay, so that probably didn't happen, but whatever, it was seemed pretty amazing. Yeah, it
Yeah,
must have been
it
cramps.
was. So, well, we can leave this one behind and move on to Tampa.
Can't, yeah, one more thing, Bill, because I think this was critical. In the fourth quarter, Hutch had the late hit. Now, my brother's texting me, it was his momentum. I don't know, but he had 2 steps that he took and then hit Holmes pretty hard. Looked like he started to let up, but either way, that was a 15-yard penalty, first down. And then after that, the Chiefs go 6 plays, 48 yards, and a touchdown to Hollywood Brown. And to me, that took the wind out of their sails. After that, the offense goes 3 and out. And it was over after that. But that was another critical play. And
Yeah.
I love Hutch. I just think that was a big mistake.
Yeah. And I've seen plays like that not get called, but why do it?
Yeah, why
Why
do it?
do it?
And again,
Right.
Lions get penalized there. Chiefs don't get penalized on some obvious things. So, but I
Well,
think they
and
had to
you mentioned
call it.
that touchdown by Hollywood Brown. That was a fourth down play.
Okay.
So. And he's wide open on the goal line. So,
So, Bill, in leaving this one behind, I've been so high on our linebackers. Our linebackers didn't play well. Our safeties, Joseph probably shouldn't have been playing, and Brian Branch, it wasn't his best game. KC was in a must win. I think KC did a better job, the coaches. I think their adjustments were better. And Mahomes, again, frustrates me because of how good he is. I mean, the guy is a brilliant football player. And one last thing, Bill, the Lions did call up, or they brought in a guy last week that hadn't seen the locker room till last week and ended up being on the field. That was the D back from the Saints. Last name is Malut or Malat. So that just speaks how banged up their defensive backfield is. And so that's a good lead into Tampa Bay because Brian Branch, he's out of the game because of the punch he threw at the end of the Kansas City game. So they got some patchwork happening, but so do the Bucks. The Bucks are down their two best receivers, possibly all three of their best receivers, and they got their own injury problems, but they're a tough team.
Yeah, they are. I want to say one more thing kind of related to the Kansas City game. Really, if you look at it, that's three games in a row that the Lions play below their abilities.
Totally agree.
Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Kansas City. Now, Cleveland and Cincinnati are terrible teams, and they clobbered them anyway, but they did not play particularly well in either of those games. On defense, they did in one of the games, but they could play better, and they're going to have to play better this Sunday, or is it Monday? It's a Monday night, isn't it?
Monday night, yeah.
They're going to have to play better, and Baker Mayfield is being touted as possibly MVP. I don't know about that, but he's playing really well. Winning games right at the end. So I think the Lions can beat them. And you mentioned injuries. I was looking at the injured list before the game on Sunday. The Cowboys had 21 players listed as injured. 21. I know that didn't mean they were all out of the game, but still. Every team deals with injuries.
Right.
So, and nobody gives you any sympathy for it. So, what are you thinking of the Tampa game?
Well, I watched enough of the other day to say, okay, Mayfield belongs in the MVP. He had one incredible scramble that then led to a pass that was just, I think, maybe the play of the year so far I've seen. He's really good. And he's playing without his best receivers, but he's still getting the ball in the end zone. But they are banged up at receiver. I think here's what the Lions have going for them, in addition to their roster and their coaching and everything that's a plus. Kind of like the Chiefs were, I think this is not a desperate game for the Lions, but it's a home game and one they're going to be pissed. It's one they really want to win. So I think the Bucks are coming into a very fierce Lions den. I think the crowd's going to be on fire. And the Lions are now 12-3 in prime time, so they do well in prime time games. The concern is their D backfield. But I think they're going to make up for it. And I'm going to go ahead and give a score, Bill. I think Lions 34 because I think, as you said, for three games in a row, their offense hasn't been as good as it is. So I'm saying they're going to get 34 against the Bucks, and I think Mayfield will get them in the end zone four times. I say Lions 34, Tampa Bay 28.
All right. Well, if you want to score for me, I was thinking Lions 34 as well.
Folks, we don't talk about this in advance.
But I'm not, I'm saying 24 for the Bucks.
Okay, so three
34-24.
TDs and a field goal or something like that.
Right. So, yeah, I think the crowd will be electric. I think that'll be great greatly to our benefit. You know, last year we didn't lose a home game. I mean, a road game. This year we're 2-2 on the road and 2-0 at home. Hopefully that'll continue. If we don't win, we could be in third place in the NFC North, because Green Bay is likely to win, and if Chicago wins, they'll be 4-2. Chicago was gifted a game on Monday night. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're getting better. I mean, the team we play next time will be a much better Bears team than we beat up on in week two.
Hopefully, we won't need to win it because it's the last game of the year in Chicago. So hopefully we'll have the division wrapped up.
Well, Bill, I've been saying all year, and I still feel this way, Lions will win 3 out of 4 of every set of four. That means they have to beat Tampa Bay, then they got a bye week, and they have to beat the Vikings, and that means they went 3-1 in their second set of four games. I believe that's going to happen. I do believe, if we do beat the Bucks, we're in great shape for this reason. We've got a bye week. And we've got, if you look at the players that are scheduled to be back on the roster in November, it's Decker, it's Rodriguez, it's Aleem McNeil, it's possibly Terrion Arnold, possibly Amik Robertson, possibly, we don't know the fate of Josh Pascal, and a few up, possibly Davenport. These guys are all looking to come back in the weeks and months to come. And to me, that's all good news for the Lions. So this is a big
And
one Monday night.
Mahomes is not Mahomes. What am I thinking? Our GM, Brad
Brad
Holmes.
Holmes. Brad
Yeah.
Holmes.
Brad Holmes is tinkering with the lineup. He's looking for additions. I want to say one thing about that, because I had some friends that were just all over him at the beginning of the season. And especially after the Green Bay game, because we didn't sign Za'Darius Smith. And so then Philadelphia signed him. He did not play a down for Philadelphia this year. And this week he retired.
Oh, he did
So
play some downs. He had one sack.
did he?
In fact, when he got the sack, that's when a lot of people were saying, see, Holmes should have gotten him because he got a sack. But
Well,
he didn't play
I
much.
read one report that he didn't play at all for Philadelphia. Maybe it's just the last couple of games he didn't play. But anyway, he retired, so
Yeah.
apparently Holmes knew what he was doing.
Well, again, fans don't know what they don't know. They don't know what's behind the scenes. And so I think we can, at this point, just trust Brad Holmes.
I agree.
So,
And
good point.
even when we're upset with Campbell, I trust him.
Right. And these guys aren't flawless. They're going to have their mistakes. Well, I want to wrap up, Bill, on that theme that, there's so much immediate in response when Brian Branch hits Juju after the game's over. Clearly bad form, foolish, but we don't know what all went into that. There's a lot of conversation, lots of buildup of frustration, and who knows what was said during the game, after the game. It's still not an excuse, but
Right.
Brian Branch, and again, I'm listening to a lot of different voices. He's 23, he's in his third year. He's a great player who's maybe had a frustration level that he's not yet equipped to deal with. So I think he grows from it. I think he won't win the appeal, in my opinion. So we won't see him on Monday night. So that's going to be a blow. But I think coming back after the week off is going to be really great for the Lions. So I'm still a huge Brian Branch fan, and that's the comments I wanted to make on that.
Yeah, and I would say even if the Lions don't prevail on Sunday and they're 4-3, I still think they're going to win the division.
I agree.
And we'll have some playoff home games. So, a lot to look forward to, John. Let's get a win on Monday and go into the bye smiling.
All right, I love that. Hey, it's fun doing this with you. And folks, our website is theshl for Secondhand Lions podcast.com. Theshlpodcast.com. Hope you're sharing us with other Lions fans. And we're just two fans, longtime fans, taking this journey to the Super Bowl with the Detroit Lions. Bill, looking forward to doing this next week. I'll be on the road, but that won't slow us down.